AccuWeather forecast for this Tuesday, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower, at a high today around 65. Kenosha-based Riley Construction is chosen by the Racine Unified School Board to build off the last 2 years of creating three new schools in the district by transforming banquet and office retail space at the Sturtevant Sportsplex into the real school for middle and high school students. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen saying the total fee for Riley would be just under $217,000.
Based on an estimate of $3 million in construction costs, the actual cost will be more because this doesn't include architect's fees and things like that, just so when we bring that to you probably in December timeframe.
He indicated this will be a big first step in the process.
Riley will work with the school group who has already started working with the architect, Partners in Design, and the school group, Partners in Design, and Riley will come up with the design and the estimates that then we'll use to bring forward for approval of the actual project to the board.
The construction management services contract unanimously approved. It includes the hiring goals, like with the other school projects, some of which were exceeded, some not, and others were close. $380,000 through the City of Racine Capital Improvement Program to fix or replace sidewalks based on inspections has gone very well in its pilot effort. The Common Council, in fact, should include future borrowing for the many issues that remain. The Public Works and Services Committee hearing from DPW Commissioner Mark Galen, who noted that the company SafeStep, which the city hired, in addition to reporting on 22 miles of sidewalk that it reviewed, also listed 257 locations for replacement or mudjacking of sidewalks.
They're estimating at $126,000-$127,000. So if you take a look at that, that's about a 50-50 split. But now, it's just not a perfect thing. I mean, a replacement may include two or three sidewalks. But for the most part, 88% of their work is getting done by about 50% of the money. So that's a pretty good program.
And because it really didn't get started until July, Yalen explained that some of the needed work will have to go on next year.
Too late in the process to go out with those replacements and bid them and get the work done this year. I mean, it takes about, 4 weeks to advertise a contract. It takes about a month to get it awarded. We're already out of the construction season, or at least we will be soon. However, I will be meeting with SafeStep next week to identify areas that we need to repair more or less immediately to arrest the trip hazard.
The city has over 400 miles of sidewalk, which Yalen pointed out would mathematically translate into about a 12-year program for inspection and repair or replacement. The Racine Unified School Board approves a performance contract with Train Corporation, separate from the use of referendum money, toward the replacement of what Superintendent Lolly Hawes called the behemoth aged boiler at Juristed School. That to go along with air conditioning on the complex and a new fire alarm system, almost $9 million all total. Board member John Heckenlively told by Chief Operations Officer David Hazen about a greater cost to do the air conditioning at a later date versus all at once. Hazen saying the new fire alarm system, that would tie into the HVAC control system.
In the past, the systems were independent, but now when we put in the system that controls the HVAC, much of it uses the same backbone, so we're going to be updating the fire alarm system as well.
And he explained the air conditioning portion under the rules on performance contracts, that had to be separate.
When we looked at with or without the performance contract, the air will cost to run and would have eaten into the savings that we would have had.
All the work is targeted for completion by October next year. A proposed settlement to fix the defects in Kenosha's newly rebuilt velodrome would cost the city an extra $25,000. But the Parks Commission voted 3-0 last night to recommend approval. This is Chairman Alderman Rocco Lamacchia.
I believe that what we're doing is the right thing. I think the contract between the city and Rash Construction is a fair contract. And we need, as it was stated here earlier, we need to get this done and get it open as soon as possible.
That nearly $690,000 project was to have been completed this past spring. The settlement calls for the contractor to replace the part of the track's concrete surface that apparently got damaged by inadequately compacted base material. And there would be requiring Rosh to hire a soil testing firm approved by the city and replace a smaller section if a forthcoming investigation warrants it, and there would be a 1-year warranty of the work. An agreement to allow the Racine Police Department to use the indoor firing range of the Mount Pleasant Village Hall complex, okayed by the Board of Trustees last night, with a slight change in the language recently okayed by the Racine Council. Interim Village Administrator Tim Zarzecki, the village's police chief, at the request of the Legal License Committee, had the language that required both parties to agree to terminate that contract to be changed to allow either party to end the agreement with 90 days of notice.
And so went back to Attorney Ekus, and she drafted the Firing Range Services Intergovernmental Agreement, which is the second document you have before you. And if you look on page 2, there's a blue area that covers something that hopefully is more acceptable, that it's broken down to a 2-year term, and then either party with written notice can ask for termination with a 90-day notice.
Trustee Gary Feast believing that the language change will give both sides more flexibility.
It does somewhat mirror other agreements we've had intermunicipally where either party has an out, if you will, without having to negotiate the out. Again, the main reason I asked for this was because it is Mount Pleasant's firing range, and if we're going to allow other municipalities and other entities to use it, it should be on our terms.
The revised agreement approved unanimously last night by the Village Board. Now it's back to the city for consideration. And a 59-year-old Racine woman, Amy Woodward, alleged to have been drinking at the time she called 911 to demand that her dog be returned, something she repeated 6 times in 40 minutes, according to the criminal complaint. A dispatcher telling Woodward that her complaint was not an emergency, but the calls kept coming. Police went to Woodward's home in the 200 block of 6th Street, where she had reportedly admitted to consuming a glass of vodka. She's now facing one misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct, but 5 others for bail jumping. She was jailed on a $1,000 bond. In Racine County yesterday, a man armed with a rifle robbed a gas station in the town of Norway, the BP station, at 7812 South Loomis Road. News release says the suspect took an undetermined amount of money and tobacco products and left the area in a faded dark blue Toyota Corolla. Anybody who might have information urged to contact the Racine County Communications Center at 886-2300. The man described as African-American, mid-20s to early 30s, with thin to medium build, wearing a black jacket over a gray hoodie and dark pants. A Survivors of Sex Trafficking safe house is being proposed in Kenosha by a national organization that advocates for them. Cell of Freedom is based in Florida as a nonprofit that since 2009 has been helping to raise awareness about sexual slavery and human trafficking. Kenosha's Junior Women's Club had a representative of Cell as a guest speaker last night who suggested promotion of the cause at a Thursday golf outing at the Kenosha Country Club, as well as at an October 6th run walk at Petrifying Springs Park. The Kenosha News reports the home purchased by the group requires another $57,000 plus $300,000 toward operational costs, including help programs. There's more information at www.recoveryhomeforvictims.org. Village of Sturtevant hosting an invitation-only gathering 6 to 8 o'clock tonight at the Fountain Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue in celebration of the closure of the village's successful tax incremental financing district, one of the most successful in the state. The gathering to include check presentations to representatives from the different community taxing bodies, the county, Racine Unified, and Gateway Technical College. Election officials here in Wisconsin, they've started to mail out the postcards to hundreds of thousands of folks about how to register to vote for the November election. State lawmakers passing a measure earlier this year requiring Wisconsin to join a multi-state consortium that works to identify eligible voters who have not yet registered and explains how to make that happen. Could be some changes coming as to how the federal government calculates fuel efficiency in future car models. Here's more on that from John Stolness.
About a third of all new vehicles sold in the U.S. will see the highway gas mileage estimates you see on the windshield fall by 1 mile per gallon because the government has changed the way it calculates the window sticker numbers. It'll begin in the 2017 model year, and it's because people are loading up cars with more options, such as heated seats that use electricity and create a drag on the engines. I'm John Stolness.
Racine County Prep Football not going to get a reduction or elimination of user fees for teams to play at Humble Park based on the recommendation of the city's Finance and Personnel Committee receiving and filing that proposal, a decision that could impact the program's future. Official William Pucci felt that a private discussion before the meeting that was held last night, as requested by the finance chairman, that would have been improper, not to mention useless in his belief, saying that there ought to be no fees when it comes to youth sports in Racine.
How much money we have, where funding comes from, why we don't get along with the other football leagues or why other leagues are even operating is irrelevant to this conversation. So meeting with you to answer questions that you feel you need more facts on. After I left this meeting, I thought to myself, I'm not really sure that any of that's relevant to my argument or my issue.
Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck, noting that fees get reviewed every year and that youth football games last more than an hour, indicated the previous cost of 3 hours for $40 just was not realistic.
We try to look at everything and we try to go across the board even. If it's high, I'm looking for you guys as a committee to tell me, hey, maybe you want to look at your fees again. But right now, we put that fee together as what we felt was right for the cost of the equipment, cost for the labor, and cost for the supplies, and everything else that went into it. And they're getting that for 8 week period. Probably a 6, possibly 8, depending on if they have playoffs or not. So that's what it is. That's all I can tell you. We do the best we can in putting the fees together, and we stick to them.
The finance panel again told the teams from other communities don't pay anything to use city facilities. The receive and file recommendation, with Alderman Mike Shields against it, now goes to the Common Council. In Kenosha, a council committee delays action once again on a plan that would place restrictions on property owners who use online home sharing services. The License and Permit Committee deferred the matter for 2 weeks. Alderman John Fox, a committee member, distributing a set of amendments just prior to the meeting. He wants to delete a requirement from the original proposal calling for home sharing services like Airbnb to file monthly reports with the city. Also wants to remove the provision that would require tenants to park off-street. Fox and Alderman Jan Bukowski, the author of the original proposal, expected to meet soon on those issues. And the Racine Zoo announcing the death of their female blue-eyed black lemur, 23-year-old Pfeiffer, diagnosed with an incurable kidney disease earlier this year. The zoo now working with the Species Survival Program to acquire a new companion for the zoo's male lemur named Travolta. The Racine Rotary Club and Foundation's offer of $100,000 to support a permanent performance structure at Festival Park on Racine's lakefront in exchange for renaming the site after Racine native and Rotary founder Paul P. Harris gets Finance Committee support, but the Park and Rec Board will also have a say. Alderman Mike Shields wondered why this didn't start with the Parks panel to gather additional information.
We'd be more than happy to collect the money and whatever. But why wouldn't it go to the Park Committee first and then come here? We can make a recommendation, but it's not normally. It goes there, their committee research, everything need to be researched, and then it comes to us for a final approval. We want to make sure everything's in place and that the committee had a chance to do their diligent research on it, so we're just not approving some money because it's there.
City Administrator Tom Friedel pointing out this would just be a first step in the process.
Well, there was no sense in moving forward if the Common Council not interested in doing it. If you're interested in doing that, we will go forward with the project. If you tell us, go ahead, we'll tell the Rotary, we're going to move forward. Doesn't mean we're going to take their check. It means we're going to move forward with the project and go on with it. We'll spend some time and money to do some of this work. But there was no point in going forward with all that, only to come in and find out, well, nobody wanted to do it anyhow.
The issue needs Park and Rec Commission review because of an ordinance on naming park facilities and whether the Rotary Club's request fits that criteria. A reminder that Racine County Workforce Solutions and ResCare Workforce Services are hosting a career fair tomorrow afternoon, 1 until 4 o'clock at Roma Lodge on Spring Street. Representatives from over 50 companies are going to be there, including Andes, Kennel Manufacturing and Lighting, Seder North America, the Wisconsin Veterans Home, and Racine Unified School District. Transportation for job seekers will be provided by First Student Transportation Services. That event, by the way, is free. Out-of-state students and those in UW-Madison's professional schools could see another round of tuition increases. Chancellor Rebecca Blank telling faculty she plans to ask the governing board in the coming months to raise prices for those students, also mentioning plans to distribute $9 million in raises and bonuses to faculty and academic staff to shore up employee morale. And the Madison Common Council has what's called a Board of Estimates. Last night, that group voted to restore $5.5 million in the city budget for a new fire station. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.